Well, staying with housing, Sinn Féin is calling for the government to allocate some of the projected multi-billion euro state surplus to provide immediate support for homeowners hit by mortgage interest rate increases. The party spokesperson on finance, Piers Doherty, will table a motion on the matter in the Dáil tomorrow, and he joins us now. Good afternoon, Piers Doherty. Welcome to the News at One. What are you looking for?
Well, what we're looking for, government, is to provide relief to households that are really under the pressure as a result of the rise in mortgage interest rates. We've seen that the ECB have increased those interest rates since July of last year. On six different occasions, they've gone from 0% up to 3.5%. It's expected that they will increase again next week when the ECB meets on next Thursday. And this is putting huge pressure on households. So and the pressure is in the form of thousands of euro. We're seeing cases of 5,000 and 6,000 more that people are paying on interest compared to what they were last year on their mortgage. So what we want the government to do is introduce mortgage interest relief in a tailor and time-bound fashion. And what that means is that the increased interest that have been charged on your mortgage since last June, that the state would take on 30% of that between now and the end of the year. And the maximum benefit for a household would be 1,500 euro.
And what would it cost?
Well, based on the assumptions that we've worked with the Parliamentary Budget Office in terms of costing this proposal, and some of these assumptions are probably not likely to materialise. For example, all fixed rates increasing by 3% immediately as of from next week. That's obviously not going to happen. But if a number of these assumptions were to happen, it would cost in the region of 400 million euro between now and the end of the year.
And that will be funded how?
Well, it would be funded through the surplus that the state has. There's one clear issue is that the money is there to actually support these individuals. This is a cost of living measure. There has been measures introduced, as we're aware, in relation to other issues, for example, rent, for example, gas and electricity costs. But household mortgages are actually probably the biggest increase that many, many households have seen. And if you've got your loan with a vulture fund, for example, and you were paying 4.5% before these increases started, you're now paying 8% interest rate on your mortgage, and that's likely to go up again next week.
So 400 million for the rest of this year, to be a bigger figure for a full year. It is, you would argue, a temporary measure, but it may well be the case that the interest rates levels we're looking at the moment could be with us for some considerable time. We've had a period, obviously, of very historically low, negative in some cases, interest rates, and we're maybe just returning now to a more normal environment.
Well, I think one thing's for sure, if there's ever such thing as certainty in these days, is that you're not going to see interest rates go back down to where they were at ECB level. And what they will likely do is return to a more normalised rate. So at the minute, the ECB is continuing to push up interest rates as a result of inflation.
Oh, I think we've just lost Piers Doherty there. Maybe we can get him back.
It's about 2% in 2025. So we would expect that at that time you would see interest rates more normalised. So what this is about, Brian, is about actually dealing with the shock that families are suffering at this point in time. As I said, 5,000 euro additional money having to be found to just keep a roof over your head.